Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Welcome.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy. Chris. Great to see you both again.
Welcome back to the catch-up. It's great to have you back. Now, just before we get into what you're talking about today, you've had a very big summer that's extended a bit because you've reviewed and revised and rewritten your fabulous synchronicity book.
Yes, thanks, Roxy. I've been down a burrow in a way for a few months and I'm writing the second edition of my book on synchronicity, which now is called The Positive Psychology of Synchronicity and Enhance Your Mental Health with the Power of Coincidence.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, as soon as it's published and ready to go, you'll better tell us all about it.
Or terrific. Is it already? August, actually. Yes. It takes quite a while for these things to get finalised, yes.
But at least your part of it's done.
That's right. That is a big relief, I must admit.
Right. So people aren't familiar with the book. What's it about?
Okay, so synchronicity is about meaningful coincidences, amazing and meaningful coincidences. And it's something that connects our inner and outer worlds, if you like. Like you might be thinking of someone you haven't seen for years and then you unexpectedly run into them, or you're facing a very challenging problem and it's almost like miraculously something comes up to help you solve that problem in a way that seems meant to be. So it's like an uncanny timing that leads you to feel as though there is a connection between what goes on in your mind and what happens in the world outside.
It never ceases to amaze me how often it happens now that I'm really aware of it, and how often it happens to people around me, and they'll say, oh, you won't believe this, but blah, blah, blah. And you go, yes, that's synchronicity.
Right.
It's almost like, I mean, I don't know if it means that there's a greater plan, but I think what it means is that nothing almost happens in isolation, that everything's linked up somehow.
It is like that sense of connection, and sometimes people have a sense of there being a higher consciousness in terms of, say, God or a spirit, but sometimes people might see themselves as being spiritual rather than religious, and they believe it's, say, the universe.
Yeah.
They think the universe provides, or something's happened in a way that make people feel as though there's a benevolent universe. Not everything goes wonderfully well, but there's this sense of some design there.
Yeah.
Which is better than thinking that everything just goes to hell in a handbasket sometimes. Yeah, when you think about it. Because
exactly.
With the whole random situation of things, you sort of, you know, and the sliding doors, and we tend to talk about that because, you know, turn one way or turn the other way and the consequences can be the exact
completely
opposite.
Completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, somebody who I know who's a very, I would say, a very logical person and, you know, thinks, you know, totally logically, something happened and so it meant that something else didn't happen. And this person said, oh, well, if it was meant to be, it was meant to be. And I just thought, well, that's kind of a really great way to look at life, because then it's kind of, well, so, yeah,
sometimes
then if it
it's
wasn't,
hard
it wasn't.
To look at life that
I
way.
I know, I know.
Because you sort of go, if things don't go your way, you sort of, you know, it can be a bit compounding, but you do probably have to stop and think, and sometimes something bad can turn into something really good. If you do have a story for us, you can give us a call, 52-299-939, but that's what synchronicity is all about.
Exactly, but there's also the other weird one, which I'll remind people of if you have forgotten this one.
You've got to bring up the number thing again.
Yeah, I am. So I have basically, for the last 10 or 15 years, I don't even know how long now, probably more than that, maybe 20 years, have lived in numerous houses that either are the number 3 or are 30-something or 13, 33, 34, 32. I'm now living in number 30. Lived in a couple of houses that were number 3s. And so
it's a remarkable run.
But then I did my numerology without ever kind of knowing this, and my number is 3.
Well, there you go. That's pretty remarkable.
But
is
that one of those things that now you are attracted to it subconsciously?
Well, maybe
you don't realize,
I am now that, yeah.
You don't realize you're attracted to 30.
I was born on the 13th, so I don't know. I wish I was 30.
Now, that's one of the things I like about the stories that we have here when people do ring up about a synchronicity story. Like, some of them are so remarkable that you think, well, that's just beyond chance.
Yeah.
And if we have a sense that things are meant to be or the planets have aligned in certain ways, that tends to give us a bit of a boost in mood or a feeling of affirmation we're on the right track. So I tend to call that either getting a tick from the universe of being on the right track or a free kick from the universe when sometimes things fall into our lap very well.
Well, one of the things that I think is really interesting about you, Chris, and the fact that you have studied and really look in and embrace synchronicity is that you're a psychologist, and so that's not necessarily meant to be thinking. That's kind of a science. So it's interesting how you make sense of that.
Now, that's one thing that I do enjoy about the role that I take that way, including in this radio program, that just because something seems mystical or paranormal, so you can't just explain it in rational ways, it doesn't mean that you're being irrational in your thinking. Because sometimes viewing things as being meant to be or recognising uncanny coincidences, it can give us a lift or a feeling of connection or a stronger sense of motivation that we're on the right track. Now, these are good things for your mental health. And so there's a lot of evidence that when people believe an experience has a spiritual element, or it's like a sacred moment, so to speak, that it leads to this boost in mood and more motivation, and it actually enhances people's mental health. And so part of the message I want to get across is my everyday work is helping people think in ways that are more helpful, including considering rational versus irrational thinking, but sometimes intuitive thinking or intuitive ways of understanding are very healthy and helpful, even though we can't fully explain them rationally.
Mm. And you know what? That's part of it, I suppose, accepting the fact that some things happen and we can't explain them, and just being able to accept them and move on. Because otherise we end up going mad, don't we? We try to explain everything.
Almost.
Yeah. Something like that. Chris Mackie, Synchronicity. We look forward to the second edition of the book coming out. And of course, you'll be back in a couple of weeks. And if anybody's got a story, you can always give us a hoy here, jump on the website, or give us a call when Chris is in. Good to see you again, Chris.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.